patient's last name is Moreira-Cruz, as in zebra. First name is Sonia, S-O-N-I-A. Date of visit is April 27, 2023. Date of birth is October 30th, 1977. Referring physician is Dr. Cortez, P-R-T-E-Z. Next pair of chief complaint of headaches. Next pair of history present in the patient is a 45-year-old female. Kind of chief complaint of headaches at first step. Patient has been telling me that she has severe headache come off almost on an everyday basis. So first step, mostly in the right side of the head. So first step, in the right occipital head pain. First step, also go down to the right face. So first step, also first up, denies any hemiparesis, having body sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. First up, patient has been taking Imitrex, and that seems to help her a little bit. First up, patient also been taking Topamax, 25 milligrams a night, and then changed to 15 milligrams per night. First up, she's telling me that these medications are helping her a little bit. First up, next rep, past medical history, diabetes, hypothyroidism, and hypertension. Next rep, past surgical history, carpal tunnel surgery. Next rep, current medication, metformin, levothyroxine, Topamax, 15 milligrams a night. Next number, naproxen and Imitrex. Next paragraph, neurological examination, normal. Next sort of impressions, migraine headaches. I found mostly right-sided headache. Patient's been taking Imitrex, it helps a little bit, but not completely. First up, patient are also taking Topamax, 50 milligrams a night. First up, which for our patient, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I will prescribe patient for Naratriptan, N-A-R-A-T-R-I-P-T-A-N, and Naratriptan 3.5 milligrams a day as needed to come as an abortive agent for the migraines. So first up, I want to see if this is working better than the Imitrex. So first up, next number. Also, recommend patient continue to take the Topamax of 50 milligrams a night for headache prevention. First up, if she continues to have significant headaches, come on, may switch her to another daily preventive medication such as amitriptyline. First up, sure explain the patient common side effects from this medication. Next up, this marks the end of the amputation for this patient. So next number, next patient last name is Johnson, comma. First name is Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S. Date of visit is April 27, 2023. Date of birth is September 26, 1968. Next, we have a referring doctor is at Salinas Valley State Prison. Next, chief complaint is jerking and shaking of the left side. First up, the next resident of patient tells me that he's been having jerking and shakiness come out of the left arm. First up, a patient tells me that he's been having these symptoms since he had a cardiac arrest and a stroke. First up, patient had resulted in left hemiparesis since then. First up, since then, patient has been shakiness and jerkiness of the left arm. First up, patient tells me that he also body spasm. First up, next to paragraph, medical records are concerned that he might have episodic symptoms concerning for hallucinations and simple hallucination symptoms. First up, patient also staring spells. First up, however, patient tells me that he has never had seizures. Next paragraph, past medical history, patient have history of antisocial personality, asthma, chronic low back pain, dermatitis, diabetes, dry eye, dyslipidemia, glaucoma, history of syncope, history of a stroke, commonly resulted in left hemiparesis in 2017. Next number, history of cardiac arrest, according to the patient. First up, next number, obesity, malingering. Next up, current medications, aspirin, 325 milligrams a day, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams a day, calcium, Flovent, ibuprofen, loratadine, metformin, nitroglycerin, next to bear allergies, no known drug allergies. Next one, social history, patient's a former beer drinker. First step of patient, patient currently does not smoke. First step of patient does not, however, patient previously as a smoker for marijuana, and first step patient denies any illicit drug use. And next we have a social history of non-contributory. Next we have review system. Patient complained that he has a left-sided weakness. First up, and next paragraph. Next paragraph. Mold examination. Mild left-sided weakness. The time on left arm is 4+ out of 5. Leg is 4+ out of 5. First step. Next, the diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. First step of the EEG study was performed using a 10-20 international electrode classification. First step of the study was normal. First step, it shows a normal background activity. So first step, there are no spike activity. So first step, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, there are no epileptic form discharges. So first up, flotic stimulation showed good drives, response in the occipital lead. So first up, it was a normal EEG study. Next paragraph, impression, intermittent left side jerking and spasming movement. So first up, the EEG study was normal today. First up, there is no finding for epileptic form discharges. So first up, the description of this event does not sound like a focal seizure. This is suspicious for a conversion disorder. Impression number two, history of stroke. First of all, according to patient, he had a stroke in 2017, resulted in cardiac arrests and stroke. First of all, patient has a left hemiparesis. First of all, next paragraph. A recognition explained the patient of the above diagnosis. Next of all, recommendation continues to be aspirin 325 mg a day for stroke and heart attack prevention. First step, consume atorvastatin 80 mg a day. First step, I don't see any seizure activities in the EEG study. First step, and his description of these events that he's describing does not sound like motor seizures. First step, does not sound like motor seizure. For step, the next step. Explanation to get let me know if the symptoms are worsened. For step, the next step. Please let me know if the symptoms worsen or change. So for step, the next step. This marks the end of presentation. Next patient, the patient's last name is Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. First name is Michael. Date of visit is April 27, 2023. Date of birth is April 25, 1957. Referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. First time, next of a chief complaint. A history of a stroke, a comma seen by neurologist and March 29 of 2013, first up patient's history of intracranial stenosis. The first up patient is currently taking aspirin and Plavix and Xarelto. First up, patient has seen a neurologist. So first up, the brain MRI was previously performed. Comma in April 3 of 2022. Comma shows no acute acute intracranial abnormalities. Comma old left frontal deep white matter lacuna infarct. First step, and next paragraph. The EEG study was performed today. First step, it shows that it was a normal study. First step, there are no spike and waves activities. The EEG was done in awake and drowsy patient. Show a background activity of about 9 to 10 hertz, comma, symmetrically, bilaterally for STEPA. For STEPA, there are no spike and wave activity, so STEPA, there's no epileptic form discharges for STEPA. For STEPA, there is no status epilepticus for STEPA. There was a normal EEG study for STEPA. Mixed probe of impression, explanatory impression, history of CIAs, according to the patient, first step, mixed number, the EE, explain the vision, recommendation, explain the vision of the EEG study, first step, explain the vision, the EEG study was normal, first step, ensure recommendation, recommendation, follow up with his neurologist, first step, recommendation to, first step, given the patient have history of old left frontal deep white matter lacunar infarct, recommendation to, recommendation to continue to follow with the neurologist for step vision. Also, history of atrial fibrillation, comma. And he's currently on apixaban, apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day for step vision. Also, taking clopidogrel 75 milligrams a day, and also aspirin 81 milligrams per day for step vision. Is following a neurologist for step, please recommend vision from the neurologist for step. Next, perfect response to gene amputation. Patient's blood pressure should also be in the normal range for step. Blood pressure range should be normal in December. I guess I'm not setting amputation.